This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Food and Drug Administration has official definitions for more than 70 cheeses. Cheddar, blue, brick, they've all got very specific requirements they have to meet in order to be called what they are called. Not there is nacho cheese, because as it happens, nacho cheese might not really exist. Vanessa Wong from Bloomberg Business has a story up on Bloomberg.com, the title of which is "There's No Such Thing as Nacho Cheese." Vanessa, good to have you with us.
Hey, Kai. Glad to be here.
I don't want to cast aspersions on your article, but what do you mean there is no such thing as nacho cheese?
I know. I'm really hurt, too.
So what happened? You went in search of, basically.
Well, yeah. So this story kind of started when I was writing about old El Paso's new nacho cheese blasted taco shells.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was kind of a routine interview, and I asked them what it tasted like, and they were like, it tastes delicious. And I was like, but really, guys, what does it taste like? And they were like, well, it has this big, bold cheese taste. And I couldn't get a straight answer. And, you know, they told me it's like some combination of color and spicy and salty and, you know.
And that was basically
that was very unsatisfying. So I took my question to a couple of cheese experts, yeah, such as the manager of cheese education and training at the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board.
And those guys should know, right?
They should totally know. And she tells me that, quote, there really is not a nacho cheese per se.
Wow. And you talked to the International Dairy Foods Association, same deal. They said, yeah, no, we don't know.
Yeah. They were like, there's no standard definition of nacho cheese. And they both referred me to the FDA because they would come up with the definition for any cheeses for labeling purposes.
Did you eventually go to the Doritos people? Because, I mean, the reason nacho cheese is in the zeitgeist, right, is because it's that nacho cheese Doritos thing.
Oh, yeah. So the Doritos folks say that, you know, they use some blend of cheddar and Romano cheeses, but they also said that they'd never heard of a specific definition of nacho cheese. So wow. Then I looked at other processed goods or, sorry, packaged snacks, yeah, I should call it that. And, you know, the old El Paso nacho cheese blasted taco shells, right, used cheddar and blue cheese, and Pringles used cheddar, Romano, and Parmesan. So this guy at Old El Paso tells me, yeah, it's really based on what consumers are used to and what they believe nacho cheese flavoring is.
Wow, that's very zen, right? The whole it is what you want it to be.
It's just anything you want it to be.
See the cheese you want it to be.
Which is like, do you want that responsibility?
Yeah. And also, no, but I'm still going to eat nachos. do a little history of this thing for me. You went back and you discovered sort of the roots of nacho cheese, such as it was.
That's right. So there was a story in the San Antonio Express News about a man named Ignacio Anaya, and his nickname is Nacho, thus the name.
Yeah.
And he invented nacho cheese, the legend goes, in 1943 in Mexico. And the story is that he used, quote, Wisconsin cheese, the round one. So based on this story, the original nacho cheese is cheddar.
So it's basically cheddar with a bunch of spices.
I mean,
come on.
If that's how you feel, Kai, I think you're entitled. Call it whatever you want.
Vanessa Wong at Bloomberg Business Week. Thanks, Vanessa.
Thanks, Kai.